On November 1st, around 6:30 p.m., a passerby in the town of Marystown on the Buren Peninsula called the RCMP to report a man sleeping in the parking lot of the post office on Ville Marie Drive. The post office and the police detachment both lie in the heart of Marystown, and when they arrived on the scene moments later, they realized they were dealing with a lot more than an intoxicated individual. Dustin Hannum, 30, was found unresponsive, suffering from a life-threatening head injury. According to Charlotte Cheeseman, the mother of Hannum's 12-year-old daughter, his injuries were so serious, doctors at the Buren Peninsula Healthcare Center weren't sure he could survive them.
At that point, we had our worst outlook, which, well, we're still not out of the woods. You know, we didn't know if he was going to make it through the hour, so at that point it was very emotional, and my daughter and I rushed to the hospital immediately as we believe we were really close to his last moments with us.
Cheeseman says Hannum has been surrounded by family at all possible times since. He was airlifted to the Health Sciences Center and underwent neurosurgery. Doctors are no longer sedating Hannum, and once he wakes up, the true extent of his injuries will be revealed. But how did he get those injuries in the first place? All police know for sure is that it happened fast.
It all took place from 6 p.m. when he left his mother's vehicle, which was near the traffic lights in Marystown, and he was found before 6:30 p.m. From what the RCMP have told us, since he was last seen in public at Mary Brown's to when he was found near the post office was only a 6 to 7 minute window.
The police are investigating all possible leads, but as of now cannot find any details about what occurred during that crucial time frame. Was it a brutal attack? Some sort of horrible accident? Something else? Hannum's sister, Robin, is also pleading for anyone with information to come forward.
Well, we do hope that if someone does know anything, even the smallest little detail, that they would let us know, because even the smallest thing could really aid in helping the investigation, for sure.
Robin isn't ruling out the possibility that this was the result of an attack on her brother, but says she can't imagine who might be responsible.
I really have no idea who might have done it to Dustin. I have no idea what their intention would be. He truly has a heart of gold, and he is kind to everyone that comes across his path. So I really have no idea why anyone would want to inflict any kind of damage to him and hurt him that way.
For Kicker News, I'm Stephen Miller.